goalies today? 1, 2, 3. You know, who's the guy? And then over course of, you know, the month, we'll have to tally all those and get a feel for who we think the guy is. So a lot of pressure on Joe Sean this year, right, Derek?
Absolutely. every year, Coach, I know there's a lot of new guys coming in that have played with our guys that are already on the team in junior hockey before. It seems like that's the case again here today. Peripherally, do you see the social interaction, or do you notice whether guys are really fitting in, either because they've played with, you know, Shane Hanna before and they know him coming in, or, you know, is it something you're able to pick up on in the first couple of weeks?
A little bit, but I think it's just important just for the comfort level within the locker room, and especially for the young players. And just if you know someone, you turn to him and ask him a question. Like Angus Redmond played in Salmon Arm, and Shane Hanna, as Angus tells me, is sort of a little bit of a legend up there, you know. And, and Angus really had met him, you know, maybe once or twice, but, you know, he knows who he is and whatnot. And obviously, we put them sit them next to each other in the locker room. So and part of that is so, you know, Shane can talk to Angus, help calm him down, answer any questions you might have. And strategically, that's what we try and do throughout the locker room. I mean, I spend like 2-3 days trying to figure out who to sit next to who in the locker room. You wouldn't think it's any big deal. You just throw it up against the wall. But we sit guys next to each other for a purpose, for a reason. And part of that is you want some experience, some leadership next to a young guy, especially knowing that they can communicate and get along and maybe have some of the same personality traits. So it makes it easier for that freshman to, get comfortable in the locker room and on the ice.
So there is a science to that.
There is a science. We don't always get it right, but we've had really good team chemistry, and that's so important. And I don't know if you can create that, Dirk. It's not like a cake mix where you just look at the ingredients, you put them in, and if you do it right, you're going to get a great cake. There's no science or exact science to it. It just sort of happens. You need to have the right people who, you know, can come together and form a bond and form a relationship. And, you know, we try to think about that a little bit. I've been to a number of classes and sessions and whatnot where they talk about, you know, leadership and bonding and all that other stuff. So we try to put some things together so it helps. But yeah, it is a little bit of a science. It doesn't always work, but we've got, you know, I think this year, you know, it just so far we've talked about that, how we really like this team. We really, you can sense that chemistry already, that's going to be good. Now, we haven't started playing yet, and you know, there's some competition right now, but as you start in this competition, it's going to be really important that we hang together.
Is there a lot of game-like situations yet, Coach, in practice, or is just not time for that right
now?
No,
not yet. Not yet. You know, the first week we just want to get on the ice. They got all new equipment. We just wanted to concentrate on speed, work ethic, the pace of play, obviously, and then the execution with that. So, and just get them to feel familiar with each other, handling the puck. This week we're slowly but surely getting the system. So we have 3 more weeks after this. So, like I said, we've got a fairly well organized. So we know what we're going to do every week from here on out. And I always keep every year's practice. So I got practices running back, you know, 7-8 years. So. I call them sort of my Bible of hockey. I can go in there and see what we've done and did we have a good week there, you know, different drills I'd like to do and whatnot. So it's good. All's good right now. We're, like I said, I like what I see on the ice, and as we'll slowly get to different systems. Like every day you try and do this week a different system. So we worked on our D-zone coverage. You know, that's got to be our bread and butter, how we play defensively, and that's what we start with, and then obviously we go from there.
All right, well, we'll take a quick timeout. Lots to talk about with Coach Pearson. Get your questions in. We'll be talking about the whole Alaska school situation, Coach's thoughts on that, the NCHC denying the expansion on Minnesota State and Arizona State at this time. 3-on-3 in the shootout. And Scott White, former Husky and assistant coach, being named assistant GM with the Stars. All that, plus more, and your questions coming up on the Mel Pearson Show, Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson, right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Join Wimple Radio Friday night as the Hancock Bulldogs will travel the Eagle River to face the Northland Pines Eagles. Pregame 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock on WMPL 920 AM and www.pasty.net.
The Southern Pride Smoker is on and barbecue is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. The barbecue menu includes smoked fall-off-the-bone racks of ribs, beef brisket, pork shoulder, and chicken. Try the chicken fried shrimp or the southern fried catfish. Sandwiches include a smoked pork Cuban, the muffalata, and the smoked chicken Philly. Salads, pastas, mac and cheese, baked beans, and collard greens, all on the menu. It's real barbecue. Taste something smoked now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton.
Welcome back to a Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson here on Mix 93. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, we will be asking those soon, so you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com. Coach, I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Alaska school situation in the hockey programs. Obviously, the oil price is falling. It sounds like they're going to continue to fall in the fall, in the autumn, and that is obviously a big part of the funding up there for the Alaska system, and your thoughts on potentially a decision making that either one or both of the Alaska programs won't be around for much longer.
Yeah, that's a tough situation, Dirk, and I don't know any more than you do, obviously, or that anyone else who's been following the situation, and obviously there's a huge budget deficit within the Alaska school system, university system there. So there's going to be some cuts, and obviously, you know, it looks like it's across the boards. But athletics is one of the programs they're talking about making cuts, whether, you know, they're large cuts, whether they reduce, you know, across the board or get rid of some programs. And we've seen it at other schools, you know, unfortunately having to cut sports. So it's the day and age we're in. So, I don't know what's going to happen, I hope for their sake and college hockey's sake that they can maintain those programs. But there's a lot going on with that we don't even know about. So we'll see. And, I haven't talked to either one of the coaches there about that specifically because I don't think they know really either. I mean, they're not privy to any more information than we are. So I know they're moving forward as if they're going to have a program and the recruiting and everything they're doing, but who knows? So it puts them in a real tough situation, though.
Again, you might not know any more than us, but if they were to drop out, if they were not to be Division I hockey schools anymore, is that something that would be after this season or would it be a two-year thing? Do you have any news on
that? I really don't. No, yeah. No. I know that it sounds like this fall something supposedly will come out or some recommendations, and then, you know, we'll know a little bit more. So obviously they're going to play this year, and then after that I think everything's on the table, whether they're playing 2 years or three or this might be their last year, so we'll know a lot more. But yeah, it's an interesting situation. I mean, it's one you never want to find anybody in any sport. So because I know the athletes, they all work hard, and I know the fans. Whenever we've been up there, you know, they've been, the fans are into it up in Alaska. So and they've had good programs. So we'll see what happens.
I think I was reading something yesterday. I don't know if it was the Arizona State athletic director or something in an article. He was talking about it's too bad that. You know, here we go. We have Penn State and Arizona State starting up programs, and this college hockey, Division I college hockey nation, trying to expand. And yet, every time something like that happens, we just can't seem to get past the 58, 59, 60 teams. Now we have this Alaska thing happening.
Yeah, you know, and I was in the CCHA when obviously Kent State was there, and Wayne State tried to start a program for a while, and obviously didn't last very long. So, it's an expensive sport, like they all are. And I think with Alaska's a unique situation with their travel, and they have to travel. There's other than playing each other. Wherever they go, they're jumping on a plane. And, you know, with oil prices going down, that should help you think a little bit. But it really doesn't. You know, just looking at our travel headed up there, and it's expensive. And that's the other part of it, expensive for everybody to go up there. I was looking, like, I talked to Nate Lehman last year at Providence. He said he spent 5 days, I think, last year in outside of his own bed during league play. This year, we go up there, we're going to spend 10 days just, you know, it's just... It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, but it is what it is, and we'll see how things go up there and where they end up. And it's tough. You know, it doesn't seem like people want to travel up there as much anymore. I mean, I know the one tournament in Anchorage, they couldn't even get a fourth team to play in the tournament this year, which is unfortunate. So, but you know, if you can go 50 miles down the road or 100 or 500 and play someone, the wear and tear on your athletes and the missed school time and everything else is starting to add up now. So. We'll see what happens. I know at one point the Alaskas were independent. Maybe they have to go independent, and I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
We think that we're going to get some kind of an answer sometime early this fall, I think. Sometime in October, I thought I was reading that we should hear something.
Yeah, I know they've had some options and some proposals. And like I said, I don't know a lot about it, but hopefully for their sake and everybody else's, there can be some clarity.